Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's frickin' Friday, and it's also the second day of February 2024. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 33 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades in northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 40 degrees today and a low of 22 and snow and rain. So it's going back to what it was. I mean, we had one warm day. It always happens this time of year. Anyway, we'll zip over to the CNBC, CNN, and Fox, and we'll see what kind of controlled opposition they're offering us today. We'll be right back. Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. Over to the Ministry of Lies, controlled opposition, I guess you could call it. Before we start going, you know, I was checking different YouTube videos and what might have you on the big trucker convoy. Secure the border. What a fucking farce, people. What a farce. I mean, I heard, there's no trucks. The one guy pointed out, he went out there and he filmed and he goes, it's a lot of cars and stuff, but no fucking trucks. It's bullshit. And they've raised $100,000. And not only do they have that, I don't know how much a goddamn big one of those bus motorhomes cost, but I got to believe it's at least a couple $100,000 or more. And they've raised $100,000. And one guy goes, what are they going to do with it? And then they go, and they're not going up to Eagle Pass now. They're going to a private ranch 20 miles from the border, and they're going to hold a rally. And it's this whole thing, they say, is to bring awareness to the crisis at the border. Is there anybody out there who does not understand that we are invaded and being further invaded every fucking day? This is a fucking farce. They were in some place in fucking Texas in this one, and it's like this privately owned little park of this guy, and he got to put in a plug for his fucking distillery and his brewery. And this guy's walking around it. There's nobody fucking there. And I mean, they got somebody playing music. A woman was singing his music, and Shit, I'll tell you what, I played crowds fucking 500 times bigger, 1,000 times bigger than what they fucking had there. And I mean, Ted Nugent was there. Sarah Palin comes up and starts fucking talking, man. And then fucking Ted Nugent comes in. I guess he was playing some licks on his guitar or some kind of shit. But there was nobody there. And the one guy, he said, man, they're a bunch of fucking weirdos. And they're not, I mean, this is, he said, I believe this is fucking scam. And it is a fucking scam, just like the last one. You can look at these fuckers and tell they're fucking shysters. There was 750,000, fuck, maybe 750 people in all of Texas, Arizona, and California, maybe. And they're looking for provocateurs. These guys, what guys that were saying, I'm not going to go. He goes, all I've seen that there are some provocateurs out there and probably going to be some trouble, and it'll get blamed on truckers. Only one guy said there was only one fucking truck in the whole goddamn convoy. It was a carvoy. He said they were playing off what the fucking, what the Canadians had done, and just, it was a scam. And from what I could see in that fucking park, it was a fucking scam. I mean, these people, I'm going to take a guess and say there might have been 40, 50 people max at this fucking rally. This is the last day before they supposedly were going to go down to Eagle Pass. And then the one guy comes out of the fancy fucking motorhome, and they're talking to him, and they go, and it's a reporter. And he's asking them about, you know, what they're all about, right? And he's to bring awareness to the crisis at the border. Then he starts talking about, we need to take care of all these people that have come in here. I swear it to you. He goes, we're going to go, we're not, and the guy goes, well, what about, you know, stopping the fucking invasion? I don't think he used that word, but stopping the fucking crisis. And he goes, well, we're going and we're going to pray to God. See, we don't go there to actually do anything to stop. We're going to pray to God, and God's going to make it happen. I mean, this guy saying, and the guy said they're a bunch of weirdos is fucking right. And you got Sarah Palin leading the fight. But, you know, for him to draw such a small fucking crowd, it shows these people have lost all fucking credibility, that there's nobody in these United States with half a fucking brain, size of a pea, that fucking believes that that doesn't know, well, this is an invasion. There's only one way to fucking stop it. But like the one guy said, you know, you want to throw your fucking money away, go to their site and fucking, I mean, they've got $100,000 in the bank. I guarantee there's going to be a fight. Just like the last time they did this trucker thing, there was 24,000 came up missing. And then the guy blamed his girlfriend. I never heard no more about it. But from what I can see, it is just a fucking complete fucking farce. A complete fucking farce. And I'm interested to see, because tomorrow was when they were going to go up to Eagle Pass. 750,000 between Eagle Pass and someplace in Arizona and someplace in California and someplace in Florida. With one truck. That's their fucking truck convoy. It's fucking goofy. And the people that fought, but the thing that got me, you know, you got Sarah Palin there. Usually, you know, like Sarah Palin, Ted Nugent can't draw enough people to fucking to a place to even, I mean, it looked like people, there's a few families out having a picnic. That's all it fucking was. And the one, like the one guy said, they're a bunch of weirdos. We'll see you tomorrow. Tomorrow's the big day. When they're not going to go to Eagle Pass, they're going to a private ranch 20 miles from the fucking border. Anyhow, let's see what the fucking propaganda has for us today. Liberal schools are forcing children to declare independence from parents. Well, you know, if you let this fucking happen, you can go join the convoy. This is by Sean Adol Tabiaba, the guy's name I can't say, Tabatabai. The People's Voice, you know, and here you can donate here too. You can become a part of this enterprise, a part of this incorporated enterprise, and while you're fighting the corporation that's trying to fucking kill you, that wants to take your fucking goddamn law away from you, that wants to take your life away from you. A liberal school in Maine is forcing children to confess their unconscious bias and declare independence from something problematic in their lives, such as parents. Good Lord, man. I mean, these are kind of, I don't know. The controversial policy assigned by high school social studies teacher Sarah Hampton in Maine's Graham School District forced students to declare their independence from things in life that may be stressing them out. Possible ideas suggested by Hampton included parents, government, racism, sexism, homophobia, inequality, any form of control, authority, and more. Now, they talk about, you know, telling them to liberate themselves from their parents. You know, your parents are either there to fucking teach you how to be a human being. But I mean, the very idea that, you get in trouble, you get grounded, you get whatever, you know, you get fucking beaten if you fucked up. But making fucking marshmallows, ignorant marshmallows, and cutting the dicks off of the little girls and cutting the tits off the little girls and the dicks off the little boys. Why is there anyone with any conscience? The only people who would have their kids in these fucking schools are fucking degenerates themselves. Sorry. Liberty Sentinel org reports, now is your chance to officially declare yourself independent from something, anything. Read the assignment description. Think of something that is problematic for you in your life. Free yourself from whatever is causing you stress. I mean, goddamn, growing up is, that's how you learn to deal with life. You think life is just going to be a cakewalk where you just lay there, do what you want, and you don't have to go to and get a job and make a living and fucking take care of your fucking self. No, if it's causing you stress, man, you know, like homework, I guess you just say hell with homework. Yeah, well, they probably don't have it. If it is, it's probably watching masturbation films or reading nasty books. Making you happy, something with which you struggle or is difficult for you to deal with. The only institution students are not allowed to declare independence from is the assignment continues in school. The reason why is simple. The dangerous revolutionaries in control of the public education system are working to, quote, liberate the children from all forms of oppression, e.g. parents, and isolate them by dismantling their identities, thereby becoming the main influence over their minds and deeds. It is a recipe for disaster. Let's know that's what communists fucking do. Educational liberty advocate Sean McBarity, host of the Main Source of Truth podcast, first exposed the scandalous assignment on X, formerly known as Twitter, the artist formerly known as Prince. This is fucking goofy. This exercise teaches nothing but further narcissism, he explained, showing images of the homework. Another teacher who is nothing but a taxpayer-paid activist for the far-left Democrats. See, and that was another thing I didn't tell you about the trucker thing. Getting out the vote. They're trying to get out the vote. But they're, I mean, 20, 30 people's all that they could fucking draw. That shows you that people just, fuck you. People are tired of your fucking scams. Activists for the far left Democrats, pull your kids now. If you ain't pulled them already, you're part of it. The homework assignment was revealed as part of a public records request seeking all assignments by Hampton's. This social studies teacher in question is also exposed. The teacher focusing on institutionalized racism and other anti-American talking points weaponized by Marxists to take down the nation. Eventually, the story was picked up by major media outlets, including Fox. Oh, this is a Fox News. I forgot that. This is Fox News, by the way. You know, you could turn on your TV and watch the same shit. Fox News as the scandal continues to grow. Government schools are now openly teaching children to rebel against parents and other legitimate sources of authority. Meanwhile, they are indoctrinating those same kids to submit to tyranny, Marxism, global governance, and other forms of illegitimate authority. It is not an accident. In fact, it is part of a broader strategy, our strategic plan that will end in absolute horror if not stopped. Again, you know, this is like the people who didn't derp-de-der. We know. We understand. What's the fucking answer? The fucking answer is if it's going to be stopped, you know who's going to stop it? You, and you. These fuckers aren't going to stop it. They're the ones that created it. And bringing awareness. I'm bringing awareness to this fucking thing. Big fucking deal. Hey, I'm bringing awareness to people who are already aware. There's no fucking solution, but we know the solution, don't we, people? Enforce the fucking law. Enforce your fucking judicial fucking authority, supreme judicial authority over this goddamn country. Enforce your fucking law and hang these bastards. Indoctrinating children to rebel against their parents and the old society is carefully calculated to unleash chaos and bloodshed. That may not be true of this individual brainwashed teacher, but it is certainly the plan of those who control the system and prepared her to radicalize her captive audience in impressionable children at taxpayer expense. Man, they use that for so many fucking years. You know, if you pay taxes, you're a fucking fool. Because they can't make, never mind. But mass murderers from Chairman Mao and Joseph Stalin to Adolf Hitler all turned children against their parents as they weaponized the next generation for tyranny. The same phenomenon, it ain't no phenomenon, it's a calculated fucking system. The same phenomenon is now clearly taking place in the United States, and the results will be similar to parents and taxpayers. What's the difference between a parent and a taxpayer? I'm a taxpayer, so fucking what? What does that fucking mean? You got some kind of higher fucking status because you're stupid enough to fucking, you're paying for this shit. You should be the one being put down. You buy this shit. You pay for it, you dumbass. And you take your kids to these fucking schools. Do not put an end to it. The states couldn't be higher. That's what the taxpayers can do it, people. We don't need to go out and fucking exercise our second article right and take this fucking country back and reinforce our fucking law. All we got to do is the taxpayers are going to take care of this. The people fucking who so stupid they don't even know they don't have to pay taxes. But again, when I saw that, man, Sarah Palin and Ted Nugent in a fucking park and it was free to get in and with enough fucking people for a fucking barbecue. I wonder how this is, I mean, the credibility's all gone with these fuckers. This whole idea of Trump, he's going to come out and fucking, I'm sure he, and that was another thing. Bring out the vote. Now, who among those motherfuckers hasn't read or seen that fucking, you know, that Trump went with Epstein to Epstein Island? He said that if his daughter wasn't his daughter, he'd screw her. That sick son of a bitch. And he's playing this. I mean, when I watched a little bit of him the other day, it's the same old fucking goddamn carnival barker fucking. And anybody that'd fall for it, well, it's just like Sarah Palin. I mean, there might have been 5 or 6 people listening to that bitch. Sarah Palin. Wow. I guess you guys have lost all your fucking credibility along with fucking these phony fucking news agencies, huh? All of these incorporated fucking, this is just incorporated. Every one of these fucking sites is. They've gotten rid of the fucking internet with the free fucking flow of information. So we got to attack this bullshit that they're putting into the fucking make. Might as well call this mainstream. Let's see. Let's go to something else here. See what the next stupid ass thing is. Why is a U.S. congressman wearing an Israeli military uniform? Because he is a fucking ex-Israeli fucking officer, and he's fucking showing you who owns this goddamn country, you dumbass. Why do you think? I mean, this is a go. I went and read a little bit of it. But fucking, I mean, he served in both the Israeli and the United States Army. He's got both his fucking legs blowed off. And fucking, I mean, this is just to show that this is fucking Israel, people. and you are a colony of fucking Israel, the you fucking United States of America. I'm not. I'm an individual free sovereign national. I'll smash those fucking kikes right fucking now. And they ain't going to come and fucking run over me like they do Palestinians. We got fucking goddamn weapons. And I didn't say guns. We have fucking terrible implements for war. So give it a fucking go, you kike. China FDA declares informed consent null and void. Oh, criminal. I'm sorry. China. Criminal FDA declares informed consent null and void. Really? Is that what you declared? Come try to give me a shot or anything else without my informed consent and see if you nullified my fucking right or not. Okay, this is by TDB Zero Hedge Incorporated. If we've learned one thing over the last 3 years, it's that abiding by centuries-old medical ethics, like asking questions, is what white supremacists and domestic terrorists do. Via the soon-to-be memory hold American Medical Association webpage on informed consent. We'll see what they have to say. Informed consent to medical treatment is fundamental in both ethics and law. Patients have the right to receive information and ask questions about recommended treatment so that they can make well-considered decisions about care. Successful communication in the patient-physician relationship fosters trust and supports shared decision-making. The process of informed consent occurs when communications between a patient and physician results in the patient's authorization or agreement to undergo a specific medical intervention. That was then. This is now, when respecting the science requires that you shut your filthy mask mouth and do whatever corporate media, news actors, and public health technocrats tell you to do. Via Federal Registry, the Food and Drug Administration, FDA, and the agency, or WE, is issuing a final rule to amend its regulations to implement a provision of the 21st Century Cures Act. Shove that up your ass. It violates my goddamn rights, motherfucker. Try to enforce the 21st Century Cures Act on me. I will blow your fucking head off. Got it? This final rule allows an exception from the requirement to obtain informed consent when a clinical investigation poses no more than minimal risk to the human subject and includes appropriate safeguards to protect the rights and safety and welfare of human subjects. The final rule permits an institutional review board, IRB, to waive or alter certain informed consent elements or to waive the requirement to obtain informed consent under limited conditions for certain FDA-regulated minimal risk clinical investigations giving you a fucking goddamn biological kill agent that you haven't even stuck in a rat yet. Branch COVIDians, Branch Covidians, I like that. I surely don't care about any of this, as they gave up long ago exercising their former right to be fully informed on medical experimentation risks anyway. In fact, they brought about their ignorance and apathy and dog-like obedience as if they are virtues. Listen to the New York NAACP lady explain. And we must take the vaccines now. I'm going to tell you a personal story off script, and it's got the video. This is this sick son of a bitch and whatever in the fuck it is talking. But all you notice when they go to these things like these school board meetings, all they're wearing masks still. Why? Because it's a fucking slave mask. It shows compliance, but there's so fucking few of you bastards left. Just like the fucking crowd there with old Ted Nugent and fucking Sarah Palin. We must take the vaccine. Now I'm going to tell you a personal story off script. So today, right after this, I'm going to have an infusion. And I'm going to have an infusion because I want to make sure that the cancer that was in my body does not return. I'm not asking what's in the infusion. I'm not looking up all the ingredients in the infusion. I'm sticking out my arm and I'm taking the infusion. And that's what we have to do. Fuck you. ignorant son of a bitch. I mean, you just spout the most ignorant fucking statement that could, that's what we have to, that's what you can do, bitch, or whatever in the fuck you are, you fucking weirdo. Seal like clapping from the masked or retards behind her, and that's the truth, man. Watch the video if you can. At this point, I have extremely limited compassion for these people. Me too. Victims, though they are, of a mass propaganda machine, perhaps it's the social Darwinist in me that my more benevolent half tries to box out my consciousness. Maybe if they have no survival instincts left whatsoever, reckless medical experimentation is what they deserve. It sure as hell is. Democracy is the theory that the common people... No, it isn't. You don't... Fuck you. This is people's voice, right? Let me go see. Got to make sure who in the hell did... Why are you doing that? Quit that. Got to make sure who we're talking about here. No, this is Zero Hedge. Zero Hedge Incorporated. Democracy. This ain't no fucking democracy, you motherfucker. That's communism. You're a communist. You're a communist fucking shill. You're driving a fucking Porsche. You got a fucking penthouse apartment. You'd fucking sell your people out for fucking two fucking bucks in a second. Democracy is the theory that common people know what they want and deserve to get it good and hard. H.L. Mencken. No, it isn't. I mean, it's stupidity. That's what you people are fucking... I mean, that's what you preach. Stupidity. I'm sorry. Israel is dropping food cans in Gaza that detonate when you try to open them. Did you? Yeah. It's a video. You can watch it. It's these little cans, and they got these... You open them up and they got this little thing in there for the kids to play with. It's a fucking detonator. It's been blowing the kids' arms off and shit. But hey, what the hell? They're just fucking animals. I mean, it's all right to kill fucking little children. Damn it. What are you guys, are we living in the past? U.S. Representative Mast, a former IDF soldier, says Palestinian babies killed in Gaza are not innocent civilians. What is an innocent? I guess there are no innocents in this fucking world. If a fucking baby isn't a goddamn innocent, then there is no innocence left in this goddamn world, is there? Dave DeCamp, antiwar.com. Members of the anti-war activist group Code Pink confronted Representative Brian Mast, Republican Florida, a former member of the Israeli Defense Forces, about the Palestinian babies being killed by Israelis in Gaza. Mast told them the babies were not innocent. And this is the same son of a bitch that was wearing the fucking IDF uniform in Congress. In your Congress, you talk about fucking treason, treachery at the fucking apex. Medea Benjamin, co-founder of Code Pink, asked Mast, you haven't seen the pictures of all of the babies being killed? Mast replied, these are not innocent Palestinian civilians across the world. Got that? Remember that when we go and we go to destroy these motherfuckers and wipe them off this fucking planet. Don't forget those goddamn words. Another activist asked about 500,000 Palestinians who are starving in the Gaza Strip. The half a million people starving to death are people that should go out there and put a government in place that doesn't go out there and attack Israel on a daily basis. Fuck, 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 fuck you. You garbage, you piece of shit. These people probably got as much say over who fucking the government is as anybody else in this goddamn world. The Bilderbergers appoint them. And you're one of the fucking pricks that fucking go along with it. You're one of the fucking slime balls that needs a rope around his fucking neck yesterday. You treasonous. I can't even call you a traitor. You're a fucking foreign fucking agent in this fucking country and should be put up against the law. The congressman was also asked about the sheer destruction caused by the Israeli bombing campaign, which is incomparable to the Allied strategic bombing campaigns of World War II. They've destroyed more infrastructure in Gaza than they did in Dresden, and that's saying something during World War II. One activist said, Mass replied, and there's more infrastructure that needs to be destroyed. I mean, these fuckers aren't pulling any punches, are they? They're saying, fuck you, get in line, you fucking plebe. You fucking work for me. You work for the fucking Israelis. You're our fucking goddamn goy. You'll do what we fucking tell you. Hand over your fucking shit. Hand over your food. Hand over your fucking kids. We want to fucking rape them. Right in your fucking face. What a bunch of fucking cunts we are. Mass previously invoked World War II to justify Israel's slaughter in Gaza. Genocide. I don't want to hear it called slaughter, which has killed over 27,000 Palestinians. I worked up to 27,000 now, huh? I guess you would have to raise it a bit when you get seeing them shot down like fucking animals every day. I would encourage the other side to go so lightly throw around the idea of innocent Palestinian civilians as frequently said. He said on the House floor in November, I don't think we would so lightly throw around the term innocent Nazi civilians during World War II, you fucking scumbag. You fucking sick bastard. No, you didn't. In fact, you fucking called it a fucking Holocaust, and you claimed that 650,000 Jews that existed in fucking Europe had all been killed, plus you got the number up to 6 million. And it was the horriblest thing in the world. Germany had to pay reparations. They had to be punished for this fucking evil that they fucking did to the fucking Jews. That never fucking happened. I mean, that same old fucking oi thing. They fucking, as they're beating you, they're going, don't resist, don't resist. That's the fucking Jew for you. Or I'm the fucking victim. These are professional fucking victims. You dirty son of a bitches. You baby killers. You fucking genocidal bastards. May you rot. In October, Mass wore his IDF uniform on Capitol Hill as the only member to serve with both the United States Army and the Israeli Defense Forces. I will always stand with Israel. Well, then I guess you're a fucking traitor to the United States and you need to be put up against the fucking wall and shot down like the fucking dog you are. Enemy combatant, he wrote on X at a time. Anywho, I think we're going to take a quick break. And we'll be right back for a little bit more outrage. Best we can do.
Down the road here from me, there's an old holly tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend, come back again, there's just for that good old mountain dew.
Oh, they call it that good old mountain dew, and them that refuse it are few. I'll hush up my mug if you fill up my jug with that good old mountain dew.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Welcome to the jungle.
Listening to the word from the trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The word from the trenches is a listener sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button. Your donations are appreciated and by God needed. I'm your host, Henry Shive. It is 12:41 Pacific time, and of course that was Central Moses. Welcome to the fucking jungle. We've been here for a long fucking time. We're waiting for the other motherfuckers to come into the fucking shadow of the jungle. There's only one way this stops. God damn it, man. These diversions is all you can fucking call them. God damn anything to keep from fucking putting yourself to the fucking hazard of saving your own fucking progeny. It's unfucking believable. To me, it is just fucking inconceivable. But by God, it's real. It's real as it can be. I see it. I hear it. I watch it. Senator Durbin of Illinois has something very interesting to say about recruitment for the U.S. military. This is the late-stage Roman Empire type of situation. The citizens who won't defend the empire, so they trust the barbarians to do it. How do you think this will end? And it is a fucking video. And what he says in the video is if you can pass the physical test, which they just dropped the standards for. We did an article on it the other day, down to shit. And the fucking intelligence test, which they just dropped the standards on. They took it down to shit. And you're an illegal alien, and you come and serve. We'll give you citizenship, and you'll be trained to fucking kill the American nationals. We'll make a cop out of you when you get out. Yeah, that sounds good. Israel bombs Belgian agency in Gaza after Belgium refuses to cut funding to the UNRWA, which is fucking, giving them some fucking food and medicine. You ain't going to give them fucking animals, anything, nothing. This is by Chris Minahan. Okay. Information Liberation. Israel bombed the Belgian Agency for Development Corporation in Gaza just days after Belgium announced they will not cut any funding to the UN Relief and Works Agency for Palestine Refugees. You're going to help us kill these goddamn little babies. We're already, aren't we doing our share enough for you, you fucking bastards? I mean, God, do you think we are a part of this, people? Why? Because we have the goddamn means to stop it. We don't lift a fucking finger to do it. We have scammers out on the goddamn highways driving to goddamn Texas for a fucking scam. Okay, get out and vote for Trump. He only pedophiled 27 kids. Biden, pedophiled 28, so he's the better man. I mean, fuck these goddamn King of the Jew motherfucker. The office building of Enable, the Belgian Agency for Development Corporation in Gaza, has been bombed and is completely destroyed. Belgium's Minister of Development Corporation, Caroline, Genez, said on X, formerly known as Twitter. Okay. She added that attacking civilian buildings is and remains totally unacceptable, and Belgium will summon the Israeli ambassador over the bombing. Can I tell you? You fuck off. Oi, oi, oi. Fuck off. Oi, oi, oi. That's what you're going to get. That's your justice. Belgium also backed South Africa's genocide case against Israel at the International Court of Justice, which did nothing. You get a traffic ticket, you might get your goddamn head blown off, but something like genocide, I mean, that isn't even a misdemeanor, is it? The U.S. decided to cut funding to the UNRWA earlier this week in response to a piece in the Wall Street Journal, which written by an Israeli propagandist who served in the IDF. Oh, gee golly, man. Thanks for, I needed to know about that. I didn't know all of this corruption was going on. I'm so glad they've got CNN, CNBC, and Fox out here to tell us this shit. I didn't know all this shit was going on. Did you? I mean, I knew that shit that was going on that's behind this shit that's going on when the internet was fucking free and open, but I didn't know this. I didn't know this. I really didn't. Neither did you. And who are these people working for? And if it's a picture, I mean, it's a video, and it shows every one of these motherfuckers, Trump, Biden, all these son of bitches at the Wailing Wall and with their little fucking beanie cap on. And you go vote for this son of a bitch. I mean, Ted Nugent said you should, and he hit a lick on his guitar and Sarah Palin a little bit. I mean, fuck, man, what do you need? You got something for your fucking vote, you stupid ass. You don't have no fucking vote. There is no such thing as a vote. Never has been. Democrats to strip First Amendment protections from independent media outlets. Democrats, you see, because we got an election year going on here, people. And this is when they're not going to fool me. I mean, I can't do this right. What's it? Motherfucker. Vote. I'm a vote. They're not going to fool me. Fool me once. Shame on me. Fool. Vote. Okay. Democrats have vowed to strip the First Amendment protections from independent media outlets to prevent the spread of so-called misinformation. Continue reading. This is the People's Voice, by the way. The Fox fucking Trump tards incorporated. And you can become a part of the corporation. You can make money from this fucking propaganda. You can make money from fucking betraying your fucking people. Senate Intelligence Committee Chair Senator Mark Warner announced on Tuesday that the Biden regime intends to ramp up its pressure on the big tech companies to aggressively censor non-mainstream content online ahead of the 2024 election. No, fool. No, vote. No. Trump. pedophile. As the Supreme Court announced the hearing date for the landmark First Amendment case, a Murphy versus Missouri, previously Mercy Missouri versus Biden, Senator Warren, Democrat, joined NPR's morning edition to voice his position that the government needed to remain in contact with companies like Facebook and Google. It says bizparview.com reports. I think when you're talking about the true misinformation or disinformation, or when you're talking about utilization of deep fakes, where an image is put up and it is not us, but it looks like us and sounds like. I'm going to fit my head again. Oh, don't think those are First Amendment protections, said the governor turned senator Monday. You don't have no First Amendment protection, but that first article, you can kill the motherfuckers for violating that son of a bitch. I think those are frankly just malicious, the kind of manipulation that we've already banned from things like public trading in the stock market. He added, suggesting the same rules ought to be applicable and they will be enforced the same fucking way. Oh, the comments came after Warner had raised the oft-repeated specter from the Democratic. This is so, go vote. Just go ahead and do it. Drop your responsibility. You guys ain't going to fucking, nobody's going to fucking fight. You're a bunch of fucking pussy coward son of a bitches. So you might as well go get your excuse out of the fucking way. I voted. So I did my part. I don't know why everything keeps going down the fucking shitter. I don't know. Change. We need change. The comments came after Warner had raised the oft-operate repeated specter from the Democratic Party, a rush of Russian and shamelessly enough considering the lawfare being used against former President Donald Trump, it his concerns about potential election interference. Oh my God. Are you people really going to go on for it? Because you know, fuck, I'm not. I've had about all this I can fucking take. I'm not going to another fucking election cycle and another fucking bullshit and just keep shoving it down your fucking throat and shoving it down your fucking throat while you polish a hole in your fucking gun. I'm not doing it personally. You go for this fucking shit one more time. Fuck you. You're a traitor. And the people that do rise up, I mean, I think there's a plenty of us to fucking wipe these fuckers off the map to tell you the truth. And it's time to fucking do it. It's past time to do it. Here they are doing this to us, doing it to a handful. There ain't it's just like when I mean, this ain't Sarah Palin back in, 2002, whenever it was the bitch was running for vice president. I mean, big crowd. I mean, so Sarah Palin had like four people fucking listening. I mean, these motherfuckers are done and they know they're done. I mean, they're still going to, we're going to have another election. We'll put the results out on the fucking TV for you. And I seen Trump the other day. Oh, it's all fraud. It's all fraud. Of course, it's fucking fraud. And you're fucking fraud, Donnie. You can't even run for fucking president. Your mom was Scottish. You're not a natural born American, you son of a bitch. Not to mention you're the king of the fucking Jews. You're running for the Jewish fucking goddamn monarch in this goddamn country. That's what you're running for, you bastard. Either you fucking, take your name off the voter rolls and say, fuck you, and say, and fight, or fucking give it up. Go tell your grandchildren, sorry, man, you're going to kowtow to a fucking Chinaman. You're going to live like shit. You're going to live a shit, miserable fucking life because I'm a fucking coward. Russia, and shamelessly enough, considering the lawfare, presenting the threat of artificial intelligence, host George Lewis A. Martinez introduced the segment by framing the lawmakers' desire to see more action from President Joe Biden's administration to combat disinformation. I mean, who in the fuck? We're supposed to. I like to think I'm a fairly intelligent person. And I hear an account of fucking something that happened. I hear two different fucking stories, and one of them is going to be true, or the other one's not going to be true, or one of them's going to be half true, and the other's going to be half true. You know, I have to look at it with my own eyes. But we got people out there saying, don't you listen to that. That's disinformation. Who in the fuck made your brain more fucking capable than mine to disseminate what is true and what is not true? In fact, in an intellectual fucking fight, you're unarmed. You're a fucking idiot. You think I'm a fucking idiot. You think I don't know who I fucking am. I know who I am, and you don't tell me what to fucking think, you son of a bitch, and that's what you're trying to do. That's what they're all fucking trying to do. That's the ultimate. When they fucking have thought control. Because they are so fucking, they're so scared, and they should be. The people fucking grind them up like goddamn hamburger, nothing fucking flat. And it's getting, they're getting fucking close to that fucking point. And nothing's working out for them. They killed quite a few fucking, but they probably killed a fucking close to a billion people. I'll bet if the truth was known with that goddamn COVID-19 fucking lie of COVID-19 and the fucking biological kill agent that they used to fucking wouldn't put in a rat, but they put in people in their kill. There's still people dropping every fucking day from this shit. Let's face it. And then you got these fucking people still out there trying to push this shit when it's well known. I mean, it's goddamn, it's been proven. The Pfizer admitted it. It's deadly. It'll kill you. Well, give me one. That's how fucking stupid people are. Well, I wish I could say I was confident, but we may be headed for a perfect storm in terms of election interference. Fuck election. Fuck your election. Fuck you and fuck your election. I would have nothing to do with any fucking kind of farce, lie, deception. It's like Hubert said the one time, there's never been an honest fucking election in this goddamn country ever, ever, ever. I mean, it's just an impossibility. Too much at fucking stake. Too much to be stolen. Too many good old boy cliques. Too many fucking Masons. Too many fucking Shriners. Too many people with fucking the collective influence to fucking, well, you know, it's just like Trump is up there saying, we got to get rid of the fucking mail-in ballots. No fucking shit. But that ain't going to do it. I mean, how can you have an honest election unless everybody just comes up and raises their fucking hand and you count them all right there at the same time? I mean, goddamn it, as soon as the system starts working, it starts working to fucking change votes here. I mean, we've seen it. We've seen the voting machines where you push the one button and, well, back when fucking Ron Paul, the fucking shill, was running, you push Ron Paul and fucking Mitt Romney come out, remember? I mean, they've showed us. They've showed us every fucking thing, and still we sit here in our fucking asses and accept it. We sit here in squalor in the richest country on planet Earth that we fucking own, as they fucking claim ownership and fucking selling it to the fucking goddamn Chinese, selling it to the fucking Russians, selling it to, but wait a minute, Russians? Well, aren't we about to go to World War III with them? I mean, and Chinese, our worst enemy in the Chinese. But we do have one of our guys with one of their fucking agents, you know, so that they can keep up with what's going on in here. And they need our technological secrets, so we got to help them out a little bit. I mean, they are our comrades, right? Let's see what else we got over here. Chucky Schumer. Let me look at Chucky. Democrats to strip First Amendment protections from independent media outlets. Fucking give it a go, bitch. Former U.S. Congressman explains how AIPAC was largely responsible for pushing the U.S. to go to war with Iraq. I'm telling you. I'm knocked off my feet. I didn't fucking know that. God damn, there's people out there discovering uranium every fucking day. This is a video you want to go watch, you stupid son of a bitch. Of course they did. Told you about it back then, didn't we? Iran warns that no U.S. threat will go unanswered, and they piddle-paddle back from out. They're going to go blow the shit out of some Syrians and some fucking Iraqis who told them to get the fuck out of their country. And maybe why don't you go and drop one of them bombs like you threatened there, you son of a bitch, like you threatened the American people to fucking drop bombs on us. Why don't you fucking do it, you fucking shit, shitty pants cunt, you fucking pussy, you punk. Always talk about how he grew up tough and you fucking punk bitch. I know girls that could kick your ass at 14. And we have a guy with a Palestinian shot. He was trying to get a fucking internet connection walking up on some stairs. Just shot him dead, and that's all right because it's all right for Israelis to kill anybody they want. And they talk about World War II and Dresden and places like that. Who was responsible for that? Oi, 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 you fucking kite pricks. Who is responsible? Who started those wars? Who made those wars happen? Who financed both fucking sides of them and forced fucking goddamn whole generation to be fucking destroyed, fucking killing one another for you and your fucking goddamn Zionism, you sons of bitches. What else we got here? Riot police deployed as Palestine protesters heckle President Biden in Michigan. Abandon Biden. Again, this is all just fucking rhetoric. This campaign. It's election season, so you're going to hear all this from all you motherfuckers on this goddamn mainstream fucking goddamn CNBC, CNN, and Fox. Fuck you. You're incorporated son of a bitches. You're no different than the ones on Brian Kimball, the rest of them on the fucking TV. You're the same motherfuckers doing the same fucking thing. And you're going to fucking pay because this is propaganda. And when we get done with this shit, we can charge anybody with anything we want. And it'll be up to the fucking jury, the people that you have fucked, the people who have seen their loved ones die. They're going to be the ones that are deciding whether you hang outside that courthouse or not. Think about that, you motherfuckers, as you're driving your fucking Porsche to your goddamn penthouse apartment. Anyways, people, I've had about as much of this shit as I can fucking stand. We'll be back on Monday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast after another weekend of fucking pure fucking goddamn, what do you want to call it? Tyranny. Pure fucking tyranny. We'll have another weekend of tyranny. We'll be back on Monday and start talking about this simple-minded bullshit to fucking cover up the fact that we will not do our fucking duty and fucking end this goddamn madness because we're fucking too cowardly, and that's the word from the trenches.
Have a good weekend, brother.
You do the same, brother.
I have done all I can do.
Cookies!